Chapter 11. A Green Shoot from Jesse's Stump. A green shoot will sprout from Jesse's stump. From his roots, a budding branch. The life-giving Spirit of God will hover over him, the Spirit that brings wisdom and understanding, the Spirit that gives direction and builds strength, the Spirit that instills knowledge and fear of God. Fear of God will be all his joy and delight. He won't judge by appearances, won't decide on the basis of hearsay. He'll judge the needy by what is right, render decisions on earth's poor with justice. His words will bring everyone to awed attention. A mere breath from his lips will topple the wicked. Each morning, he'll pull on sturdy work clothes and boots and build righteousness and faithfulness in the land. A living knowledge of God. The wolf will romp with the lamb. The leopard sleep with the kid. Calf and lion will eat from the same trough, and a little child will tend them. Cow and bear will graze the same pasture. Their calves and cubs grow up together, and the lion eats straw like the ox. The nursing child will crawl over rattlesnake dens. The toddler stick his hand down the hole of a serpent. Neither animal nor human will hurt or kill on my holy mountain. The whole earth will be brimming with knowing God alive, a living knowledge of God, ocean deep, ocean wide. On that day, Jesse's root will be raised high, posted as a rallying banner for the peoples. The nations will all come to him. His headquarters will be glorious. Also on that day, the Master, for the second time, will reach out to bring back what's left of his scattered people. He'll bring them back from Assyria, Egypt, Pathros, Ethiopia, Elam, Sinar, Hamath, and the Ocean Islands. And he'll raise that rallying banner high, visible to all nations, gather in all the scattered exiles of Israel, pull in all the dispersed refugees of Judah from the four winds and the seven seas. The jealousy of Ephraim will dissolve. The hostility of Judah will vanish. Ephraim no longer the jealous rival of Judah. Judah no longer the hostile rival of Ephraim. Blood brothers united, they'll pounce on the Philistines in the west, join forces to plunder the people in the east. They'll attack Edom and Moab. The Ammonites will fall into line. God will once again dry up Egypt's Red Sea, making for an easy crossing. He'll send a blistering wind down on the great river Euphrates, reduce it to seven mere trickles. None even need get their feet wet. In the end, there'll be a highway all the way from Assyria, easy traveling for what's left of God's people. A highway just like the one Israel had when he marched up out of Egypt.